This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Hey, I just read somewhere that Trump plans to speak every night of the Republican National Convention. So I just wanted to say, if you tell jokes, brace yourself, because it's about to go down.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants been vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the answer's
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
I got it made, I got a cup full of that oil, and I'm paid, plus I'm sitting sideways.
Boys in the day,
What it do? I just always wanted to do that. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you first and foremost for taking a little bit of your time to spend with me and just talk about whatever it is we talk about, have some fun, tell some jokes. Whatever happens, happens. You know the rules. There are none. Just made all of that up. Anyway, I have no idea where this episode is going to go. We're going to freestyle this. I got a few things that I want to talk about, but yeah, man, I'm just gonna try to have some fun and relax on this one. I've been way too serious for way too long, and I'm in a fairly good mood. Well, nah, some dumb shit happened just not too long ago, and we'll get to that. But for the most part, I'm in a good mood. Man, yeah, to give you an update, like I said every week, I'm gonna update on Chef Elise's progress. You know, me and my daughter hung out again. This Friday, we made English muffin pizzas, and those were a hit. I don't know why, because we maybe a couple weeks ago tried to do another pizza recipe, just not with English muffins. I switched. I had to buy like a different pizza sauce this time, and I switched up the cheese. And, you know, I don't know if it was the English muffins. I don't know what the difference maker was, but the last time was like, nah, this time was like, it's delicious. Like, she loves that word. It's delicious, Dad. And, I said that went over real well. I was very proud of that. Also, like, I made cookies for myself based off a recipe I used, with my daughter. It was like, I was in the house one night and wanted some cookies. And, I'm a big Tiff's Treats fan. I don't know if Tiff's Treats exists outside of Austin or Texas, but it's like a cookie delivery service and they deliver like fresh baked cookies, but it costs. And I was like in the house and I wanted some cookies and I was looking at Tiff's Treats because they'd be sending me coupons. And I was like, I get 20% off. I'm trying to figure out what I can do. And I was like, man, I got all this flour and brown sugar and stuff downstairs. You know, I'm a doctor, you know, I'm a Mr. Mommet real quick. And make my own chocolate chip cookies. And I did it. And they turned out pretty decent. And so, yeah, we made our English muffin pizzas. I had some cookie dough left over. So I made some cookies. And then we woke up the next morning and we made strawberry mango smoothie bowls with all the fixings. Granola, raspberries, blueberries. Yeah, it was very, I felt like a very good dad. Like we made it together. And it was very healthy. It had fruits and granola, I don't know, and oats and whatever, you know, all that good shit you're supposed to give your kids. Like, yeah, I felt like a really good dad. My daughter is just an amazing human being. she did this thing. So I guess, you know, she figured out, she was inventing something. So she figured out that you could put a blueberry, I guess, inside the raspberry. And to her, it looked like a flower. So she made a bunch of them and, these are going to be her Valentine's Day gifts. She was giving out Valentine's Day gifts in the middle of August because it's, you know, it's always a good time to show people you love them. So, she went around the house that I'm in and she put, blueberries like outside of my roommate's doors. like, well, blueberries stuffed inside of raspberries, these flowers that she called them, outside of my roommate's doors, but like on the floor. So like just right outside their door was just like a blueberry and a raspberry stuffed together on the floor, on the carpet. And they put me in one of those weird dad spaces because I didn't know she was doing this. And then she grabbed me, told me to close my eyes because she had a surprise for me. And she, you know, so she walked me, you know, upstairs to see her raspberry blueberry delivery system that she had come up with. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, that's so dope. You know, oh, man, you're so sweet. You're the greatest sweet pea. And then I immediately had to figure out, like, how am I going to get all of these raspberries off the floor before anybody comes outside and steps on them. And then we have an issue. I didn't want to, like, throw them away in her face. But, like, now they're on the floor. And they also could be stepped on and stained carpets. And I'm thinking like an adult. And she's four. And so, yeah, I couldn't, like, throw them away in her face. So I had to sneak around the house for the rest of that morning and like strategically grab these things that pretend like people got them and they loved them. And, yeah, it's amazing how much lying you have to do to your kids. it really is. I saw a comedian once talking about like the government and conspiracy theories. And he's like, man, if you think the government doesn't lie to you, you know, he's like, you know, the government is responsible for all of us, for millions of us. He's like, I'm responsible for one person. And I lie to that little motherfucker every day. Like, so it's like, yeah, you know, you got to lie to your kids a lot. And so I had to lovingly lie to my daughter and make sure she still felt important for her Valentine's Day raspberry delivery services. But she's a dope kid. Love Chef Elise. You know, be on the lookout. Raspberries and blueberries coming to a town near you. That was a good time. That was definitely a good time. What else has happened since then? Not a lot. Watching the playoffs, interesting stuff. I had a pretty chill weekend. Didn't do much. It was chill up until like maybe an hour ago. I don't want to talk about this because this pisses me off, man. So I'm in the house. I'm debating on whether or not to order some food. Like, I got food downstairs, but I don't feel like cooking, and nothing that I have like is really like standing out to me. Like, yeah, that would be great. Like, I wanted to eat something that I was going to enjoy, that I wanted to eat, like not just eat something that I had for the sake of eating. I wanted to enjoy my food. So I finally convinced myself to order from Postmates, and I decided to order some, is it poke or pokey? I just had this conversation with my roommate. Poke or pokey? Somebody tell me. I said poke. He says pokey. I don't really know enough to tell him he's wrong. I did though. But I don't know. Somebody tell me. But I ordered some poke, right? I ordered a large poke bowl, which comes with four scoops of, you know, your chosen protein. I normally go all salmon. I ordered this large poke bowl. I intended to get salmon. I added all my fixings and stuff. I put the order in. I'm sitting here. I'm chilling. I'm waiting for it. I have the discussion, you know, with my roommate about poke versus pokey and, you know, and raw fish and, you know, and whether or not he can deal with that. I actually think these days I enjoy raw salmon more than I do cooked salmon. I'm weird that way. But don't put ketchup on something or we're going to fight. But, I mean, that's just how I am. Like, seems like for some reason the weirder something is, the more I like it. But like regular stuff, I don't fuck with for some reason. Like, I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. I had that conversation. I'm waiting on the food. Food finally shows up. I'm excited. I love poke. I wanted this. So I open the thing and I realize like the way their menu system works is that you can select the bowl and the size of the bowl, and when you're selecting the size of the bowl, it tells you that it comes with four scoops of the protein, and then it like leads you through every other decision with like, you want avocado and the green onion and sesame seeds and all that stuff, what sauce do you want. So I answered all those questions and then I submitted my order. What I didn't realize is that in their menu system, protein is optional, so it doesn't take you to that choice. You have to go back yourself and choose the protein that you want, which I never did. So technically, yes, I ordered a large poke bowl, which includes 4 scoops of your chosen protein, but I never chose a protein. So I opened this thing and they gave me a large bowl of rice with like cucumbers and corn and shit in it. No salmon, no fish, no nothing. Like, why wouldn't you call? Like, who would put an order? To me, common sense would have told you if someone took the time to order a large, that's not the normal one. They could have got a regular. I asked for a large because it comes, and I paid extra for a large because it comes with 4 scoops of the protein. I wanted my salmon. Somebody puts in an order for a large poke bowl, but does not choose a protein. Something should ring off in your head like that must have been a mistake. Or let me make sure it's not a mistake. Let me not take this person's money and deliver to them a large ass bowl of rice with some cucumbers in it. Fuck, man. Like I'm really upset about that. And yes, it's my fault. I'm not trying to play the victim. It's my fault as I didn't choose a protein. But I think the whole menu system and the whole attitude at that store, I'm just picturing somebody like getting the order and reading through it and going down the line, putting the stuff in the bowl. At no point did they realize, man, there's no fish in this. Why did they get a large? Did they have that conversation in the store? They were probably laughing to each other. This dude ordered a large and they didn't even put no protein on it, man. He could have just got, like, we put the same amount of rice in every one. I don't know, man. I'm hurt, people. I'm hurt. I'm mad about that. They probably lost my business forever. I won't order no shit no more. I won't order no more poke. If I do it again, it'll be live at a store. It won't be their store. It's other places to sell it. It's a popular thing these days. You're not the only game in town. I can move on and I will. Fuck out of here. Anyway, speaking of get the fuck out of here, I'm just getting ready to record this and just happened to be like perusing the internet. I have a topic that I want to discuss. But I'm saving that for last. And, I just ran across this article and I'm not going to get too deep in it other than just to say like, what is going on in the world? But, the headline of the article is, this is one of those like people can write in questions and stuff that they want to add, they want to answer. But the headline is, my wife wants her secret lover to move in with us and the kids during the quarantine. Pro, free childcare. Con, I think they're in love. And so I had to click on that. I had to absolutely click on that to understand what the fuck is going on. So this is a dude and his wife. And apparently they live in a conservative rural town. Been married for 12 years. And they began the hot wife lifestyle about 5 years ago. I didn't know any of these things existed. I keep finding stuff about the world that I didn't even know were things. And apparently, like, they are such things that there's terminology for them. Like, the hot wife lifestyle, that's a legit thing. So apparently, like, he gets off on seeing his wife in sexual relationships with other men. And she, like, records them and... what the fuck? I don't know. And so he goes on to tell this story about one particular dude that they've engaged in hot wifeness with. And this dude is apparently married and he's like young and fit and well traveled and speaks other languages and got a PhD and does fitness modeling. Like, dude, like what? Like, really? Like, I don't know I'll ever be at that level of confidence that I'd be cool with my wife being with a dude that I would describe like this. Like, if you don't match those qualifications and you describing that shit, like, why would you? Anyway. And so, yeah, apparently his wife, the extra dude, like not the husband that wrote the letter, but the extra husband, his wife is leaving the country for a year to do something. And so, there's been questioning in the household about whether he could just move in and be in house during the quarantine. And I don't fuck whether it's right or wrong. I don't care about how you feel about whether or not they should do it. If it's okay, if it's not okay. When did this become a thing? And why? Why? And this dude is legit, like, weighing the pros and cons. Pro, free childcare. Con, I think they're in love. Yeah, because apparently the wife in question went from, like, variety in her hot wife-ness lifestyle activities to, like, exclusivity with this one particular well-spoken dude. Like, yeah, she still has a sex life with her husband. But other than her husband, the only other dude that she wants to have sex with is this one. I don't know if it's worse that she's hitting everybody or she's just hitting one dude. Like, I don't know. It feeds into a discussion I'm going to have during our my live stream on Tuesday, because this is all so freaking interesting. It's not interesting to me. It's puzzling to me. I really am not interested. I really wish I had never seen this article. I don't want to think about things like this. But now that I know it exists, my fucked up brain has a need to understand it. And probably if I can understand it, I'm as crazy as the people that are doing it. But I still can't stop myself. I got to do it. I don't know. Man. So moving on from that as quickly as possible. The topic that I really wanted to discuss today, the topic near and dear to my heart, is crickets, man. Crickets. I posted this as a tweet, like, weeks back, but a thing I'm trying to put, I don't want to say push, because I'm not trying to tell people what to do, but if I could offer some advice, it would be that there are a lot of crazies out there. That somebody is crazy that wrote this article. There are a lot of people saying dumb shit out there, and a lot of them say dumb shit to get your attention and to get you to talk about them and the dumb shit that they say. And a lot of times, if you look at their history, all they say is dumb shit. And like, you didn't care about the 300 other dumb things they said this month. They finally said something dumb about something that means something to you. And now all of a sudden they're important enough to address. And that's all they ever wanted. And I'm saying, like, crickets. If you don't respond, when people say these things and they get nothing, they get no response, that hurts. That shuts people up. Not telling them to shut up. Ignoring the fuck out of them like they didn't exist because they don't. That does it. And to not beat around the bush, because I'm not doing that on this podcast no more. I'm calling bullshit where I see bullshit. I had no idea that anybody was getting on Megan for being a snitch until I saw the 3 million tweets getting mad at dudes for saying that Megan was a snitch. Like, I had to dig through the tweets about, oh, now dudes, now you want to say she's a snitch. You begged her to say something. Now she say something, she's a snitch. I had to dig through what felt like an eternity of those tweets to find an actual tweet where a dude said that she was a snitch. There was almost a moment in my mind where I was like, did anybody even say this? Or is this like one of those things from the Boondocks where, you know, what was it? Was it Riley that was like, you know, all you got to do is throw a chair. I don't even know if it got to hit somebody, but you just throw a chair and a fight going to start.
Oh, my God, a chair. What is this thing?
I'm mad, man.
In my mind, it was almost like somebody just, you know, said whatever, and then everybody just thought, oh, somebody said that? Oh, and then they just went. But now there was actual dudes that was like calling her out for snitching and trying to pull the cancel culture card on Megan for snitching. My point is that when I did look at some of these dudes and the tweets and the guys that said this, and I'm talking specifically about men. I don't know if there were any women that, you know, tried to call her out for snitching, but there definitely were dudes, and that was definitely the feeling I was getting around all the responses, that this was men again hating black women, or, you know, not supporting black women, and they're calling Megan a snitch. And they absolutely 100% were black men making these posts about Megan being a snitch and about how we shouldn't support her anymore and we should treat her the same way we had the same outrage for what she did as we did for Tekashi or whatever, even though Tekashi still, I seen a picture of him, being pulled through, I'm guessing New York, in a wagon, eating an ice cream sandwich, like this nigga still exists for some reason. But anyways, absolutely was dudes doing that. But then when I looked at like the other stuff that these guys had to say, like these weren't people that would have, for me, they would have never shown up on my radar. Like nothing that they ever had to say would have ever come, would have ever made it to my view. Cause they don't say anything of importance. They don't say anything worth me following or worth, I don't think any of the people I follow following. Like I would have never known these guys existed had it not been for like the overwhelming outrage about these comments. And I'm like, and I guarantee you for some of these dudes, this was all it was about. This was all it was about was watch. Watch how I get like a million retweets or watch how my name about to ring out because I'm about to say something insanely dumb. And we all know it's dumb. You know, like I was, what really made me smile that day was that I was unaware that this shitstorm was going on. I don't even know how I came across the first one that was like, nah, niggas, you know, y'all wanted her to say something. Now she said something. Now y'all calling her a snitch. Like, blah, blah. Now, I don't even know how I found that first one that got me to start digging. But when I went back to my time, like I would have been completely unaware that this whole craziness popped off, you know, because none of the dudes I know say dumb shit like that. Like, and, you know, luckily for me, a lot of the women that I follow wasn't paying attention to none of that either. But for those other folks, like when somebody's stupid, says something stupid, just let them be stupid over there. Don't put that on dudes. Like, it wasn't the majority of dudes. I don't want to say it wasn't a lot of dudes. I don't know how many dudes it was. But every last one of them I looked at, they wasn't anything of, so they weren't anybody whose opinion I would have cared about or opinion what I thought would be valid or had anything intelligent or interesting to say about anything else. These were not people who gives a fuck. Like, and they absolutely don't represent masculinity or black men. Not in the slightest. Not with any of the things they say. Not just the Megan comments. And yeah, I get tired of taking L's for dudes like that. I really do. 100%. I could go so much deeper into this conversation, but I'm not trying to get in trouble today. I'm going to say that for Tuesday. I've decided that this show will be for my rants, for topics that are not a discussion, that are just me talking to me. And you're allowed to listen. I don't like that word. But, and you listened. You so graciously listened. And then my Tuesday night live stream, that'll be more for discussion topics where, hopefully I have an audience and we can discuss these things. We can have a back and forth, but this is just a rant. I'm telling you, if you ignore these people, crickets, you don't say nothing, you don't give them any shine. They're going to figure out the next thing to say. And maybe eventually they'll figure out, I got to say things that make more sense, or I got to interject something with substance to a conversation to get attention. I can't just say bullshit. And maybe we'll cut down on some of these bullshit artists. I think it's become a trend now that people just looking for the dumb thing to say to get attention because they get it all the time. And then you have other people that complain that like, man, y'all don't, you know, somebody come on here and say something stupid, everybody comment on it. And I come on here with some substance. So I come on here trying to talk about something positive and nobody got nothing to say. I agree with them. I feel with them. I'm done doing I'm done playing the victim role and begging people for attention or begging people. I'm just going to keep making content and hopefully one day my content is dope enough, that you appreciate it. But really, man, if you don't like what these people have to say, if it angers you, if it irritates you, what they have to say, I promise you that crickets hurts them way worse than any comment you could type. There ain't no diss you could send their way that's going to bother them as much as you not responding at all. As them looking at them Twitter analytics and those impressions are down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get no engagement. I've guaranteed these are people that look at their numbers. They looking for that engagement. They trying to be influencers. And when they get nothing, when they get no response, when they get a blind eye turned to them, they're going to have to find another thing to do. You're going to have to find another thing to do. All right. So I'm off my soapbox on that one. Yeah, so I am doing the live stream on Tuesday. So I guess this episode is going out like Sunday night before Monday. I say I release podcast episodes on Monday. They're normally out sometime Sunday night. So tomorrow, Tuesday at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central. So 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I'll be doing the live stream on Get Focal as a part of their Tickle Me Tuesday. I didn't choose the name. They did. Don't blame me. My show is called An Evening with Flan. We're going to just chill out, have some fun, talk about some interesting things. Like I said, I'm saving that platform for more discussion-based topics. And this week, I will announce what my topic is. I stole a topic from another show. Like, if I know you or if I come across your stuff and you're dope, I'm going to tell you that you're dope. And then I'm going to steal something from you. It's going to happen. And if I violate, you can tell me I violated and I'll take it down or we can discuss it. We can work with it. But the knee-jerk reaction is going to be that I steal something from you. I'm just putting it out there so everybody understands. Like, I'm not doing it maliciously. It's just like, if I think you dope, you might have something I'm going to try to emulate. So I'm stealing something. I'm stealing something from the Odd Tales podcast. I was sitting in on her live stream on Friday while my daughter was like, jumping all over my neck. But the question came up, can guys handle the same hurt they give to women? And I sat there during the whole stream and like was typing comments and then would delete it and then type another one, then delete it. Like I was trying to, it was a lot of women in there. And like I was not trying to get drugged, but I can't, somebody give me the vernacular. And I don't know this slang. I wasn't trying to die that night. Like my daughter was there. I didn't want to die that night. So I ain't saying much, but I got things to say. I got feelings on it and we're going to save that. I'm trying to entice you to come to the live stream. I'm going to save all of that for Tuesday night. We're going to have a discussion. I done told a couple, people I rock with, they might show up. You know, you never know I never know who's going to show up for those live streams. People just jump in. But, I've had Jay from Just Say Words. I've had Glenn from the Glenn and Her podcast. A couple of my homies, Devin, MF. A couple of good dudes, but it's been great conversations, real conversations. I try to inject some humor, but sometimes the shit just goes so real that like it never goes dark, but sometimes it's been a lot of bro love. I've been loving it, man. It's been a lot of black men appreciating black men, but I'd love to get some femininity in there, have some black men appreciating black women and vice versa. And when I say appreciate, you know, I'm not saying it the way it could be taken wrong. I'm tired of being politically correct. Anyway, y'all know what I'm saying. We got to love each other. We got to love each other. We got to stick together. But it sounded like people wanted answers. I don't know that I got answers, but I got responses. I got information. I'm going to drop some gems if I can. I'll try to. Anyway, that's as deep as I'm going to get into that. I think that's all I got for this week. Again, as always, I appreciate y'all listening. If y'all think that what I say is dope or what I do here on this show is dope, then I encourage you not to give me the crickets. Repost, retweet, tell a friend, whatever you can. Hit up the store, get some merch, get a shirt, get a mug, you know, whatever floats your boat. Support. Like, yeah, don't give me the crickets, man. Please. But always want to shout out my people, Zaya Fitness. On Instagram, he's the nutrition and fitness coach. That's my coach. You're going to get me right. You're going to get me in shape. So if you're looking to change your physique or get yourself in a more healthier or more healthier, that's horrible. Get yourself in a healthier space. Hit up Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram and he can help you out. If you're looking to get yourself in a better space in terms of your impact on the world and your impact on what's going on right now and what you can do to help out your brothers and sisters, hit up ttcharities.org. ttcharities.org. My man Tavares Taylor is always doing something for the people, always trying to be impactful. And definitely in times like this, when it just seems like everything is so fucked up and you may not know what to do, that's a site you can hit up. And there's always going to be something there that you can do, that you can participate in to be impactful. Do what you can. Donate, you know, time, money, clothes, books. It's always got something going on. But just hit up ttcharities.org and see if you can support in any way. And again, shout out to Odd Tales, A-O. So, man, that was fucked up. AUDTALES, the podcast. That is where I got the topic for Tuesday night from. And we gonna go in, but yeah, the show is dope. I really enjoyed it, and I'm just working up the nerve to comment on something. I just got to get my vest and everything ready, cause I don't want to die. I love my life. But other than that, that's all I got to say. I did realize that my homie, a person I consider a friend. I'm not sure if he even remembers who I am, but I consider him a friend. Artist Levi Stevens. He put out some music like months ago. And I somehow missed it, and I just came across it this week. So yeah, the music in my intro and outro have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with the topic that I talked about this week. It's just I always wanted to do the Paul Wall, the What He Do, and then I ran across this, and it was super dope. And I just wanted to share music I like with the people that I like. So yeah, until we speak again, be safe. And be the light and be cool. Let's rock out.
You got the best of me again. Come and take away my breath. Cause when you do that little thing you do, it makes me want you so. And now I'm sure that I won't move on. Baby, I just want some more. See, I'm a lovesick, crazy fool for you. There's nothing I won't do. Oh, and if I don't tell you soon, then baby, you should know that I'm in love. So how did we go?